Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Junior Thompson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Junior Thompson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill McGee. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill McGee. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo takes first base on ball four. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion takes first base on ball four. Orengo moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore. Werber reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Werber trying to get to home. Walker throws the ball into Owen who tags Werber, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McCormick moves to second. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Slaughter. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0 for 1 in the game. Slaughter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Slaughter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Slaughter. The throw from West and he is safe. Slaughter steals third. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Orengo hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman bunts towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. McCormick moves to second. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCormick is walked intentionally. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. McCormick scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Ripple moves to third. It's 4-0, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball and throws to McGee covering. Safe. Ripple scores. West moves to second. It's 5-0, Reds. Carl Doyle now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Marion fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber is hit by the pitch. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCormick bunts towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orengo hits a line drive into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a pop-up towards third. Orengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Stu Martin pinch hits for Carl Doyle. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Slaughter moves to second. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Orengo strikes out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.